This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So I'm downtown Medora yesterday afternoon, and chatting with some folks, actually the star of Outlaw Sippin', Gene Veeder. Jesse might have something to say about that. They're in the team. By the way, they're playing at Homefest. Watford City has a big weekend tonight and tomorrow night. Saturday night street dance tomorrow night, and Outlaw Sippin' is playing. So Gene Veeder, one of my favorite musicians, along with his daughter Jesse, and I and Brent Sanford are walking down the street after a meeting, and who do we bump into but Johnny Holm, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, how about that? So Johnny, who I know played last night in Bismarck, and also Bill Sorensen, the former mayor of Bismarck, and great part of all the Medora fun for a long, long time, who just came off of surgery to take on some cancer in his throat that they were very concerned would be near his vocal cords. I've talked about Bill before in the program, said keep in your prayers when I heard about the battle he was facing, and miraculously, the cancer nowhere near his vocal cords, and so now some treatment, and, you know, a battle still, but nonetheless, things looking good after the surgery, so it was kind of fun to have a picture of that up on Facebook, thought I'd tell you a little bit about that. We are in Dickinson today at the Ramada Grand Dakota Lodge. We are here broadcasting live because the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Conference is underway here. And so that's one of the reasons we are broadcasting from this location today. And we'll be chatting with some of the folks that will be presenting here at the conference, including yours truly. I'll be presenting at the conference. Actually, I'll just be moderating. I have the easy part. I ask questions of Steve McNally of Hess, top man for North Dakota. The folks from XTO are here as well. So you have industry leaders in North Dakota. You have top regulators, Lynn Helms, giving an address in about an hour or so here, and others as well. From all kinds of different perspectives. So that's why we are broadcasting here today. Brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. It's a great way to live life when you get to decide. You pull up to the pump at a PetroServe USA location, you decide, do I want E15, E10, all the way up to E85? Maybe I just want unleaded. You get choice at the pump at PetroServe locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Look for that red, white, and blue banner. And, of course, you can fill up. And you also can get that great deal, the 4-for-4 special hot stuff personal pan pizza. Drink of your choice, 20-ounce drink of your choice, plus two cookies, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. Bringing you our program today. And also sign up for $50,000. They're doing a giveaway, and they have new winners every week, and you have to register new every week at PetroServe USA. All right, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Some lines open. Some texts pouring in at 701-226-8503. Let me get to a few of your texts here in a moment, too. First-time callers go to the front of the line today, and they're in the drawing for, it's not really a drawing, we're just going to give, we're going to pick one of our favorite first-time callers and dole out some Cloverdale bacon on the program, too, this hour. So get in here. If you're a first-time caller, make today the day you're nice and brave, and you get on the phone, okay? 800-228-0550. Jeff in New England is next. Jeff wanted to talk about Senator Heitkamp. Hello, Jeff.
Well, good morning, Scott. Beautiful day in North Dakota today.
Isn't it, though? I'll take a few less clouds, but we can't complain because the temp's nice. We're seeing some blue in the sky. It's good.
Yeah. I just wanted to say I was amazed. I heard Heitkamp on your show the other day, and I think she was on there for maybe 10 minutes. I think she made a couple questions, and that's about it, and then she was gone. Now, why isn't she on more often like Kevin Cramer? I mean, is she just scared to get on your show or what?
I don't know. I will tell you in the times that she has been on, and you're right, I'm glad she came on. They reached out to us and wanted to talk about this vote in Congress that she's supporting for the compromise on the gun control. Most of which our listeners didn't seem to think much of, given its lack of due process. But I applaud her for wanting to at least talk about it, right, and have the conversation. We didn't have a lot of time. We did get one call in, and I'd like to have her come on more. The time she's been on prior to that, which I'd have to go back and look, it's been a long, long time, and we ask literally every week. And they usually tell us she's too busy.
Well, it seems like Kevin has no problem getting on. I have. I'm not a fan of hers, but I do like to get some answers sometimes. And I do email, and I think I got one answer back. And I haven't heard from her. I got a response from her in the last couple of emails, but apparently she don't like my questions, maybe, I guess. I don't know.
That is my theory on why she doesn't do the show more often. I think that I don't think it's about me. I don't think it's about the radio stations we're on. I think it's about you and other callers who disagree. And it's, you know, when Senator Heitkamp is on the program and taking call after call from people who disagree, what tone does that set in the rest of the state? It sort of doesn't exactly put out the best. I honestly think it would endear her to more people because they would appreciate the fact that she doesn't come on all the time. I mean, that she isn't afraid to come on and take calls and have conversations with people who disagree with her. I think more people would appreciate her for doing that. I think the worry of her and her handlers is, you know, she comes on, she takes 10 calls, 8 people disagree. It's going to tell the rest of North Dakota that more people disagree with her than agree, and we'll just do our media in different ways. But it's, in my mind, disrespectful to the voters, disrespectful to North Dakotans who put her there to not come on forums like this and interact with you, you know?
Well, I agree, and there's a lot of questions I'd like to get answered, and what goes through her head when she's sticking up for Obama and his policies.
I feel sorry for Heidi Heitkamp. Look, Heidi Heitkamp got elected by saying, "Trust me, I'm not going to be for that guy," despite an ideology pretty darn close to that guy. Right?
Well, I hope the people that voted for her understand that that isn't true. She's definitely for most everything he stands for.
Well,
she's in that pocket. So
I'm agreeing with you that from her worldview, how she looks at the political landscape, would be very close to Barack Obama. But she's from a state that doesn't like Barack Obama, that never voted for him, and she got elected by saying, "I won't be much like him." And so to come on and have folks like you, Jeff, and others recognize that's uncomfortable. That's not fun. And it politically is a little dangerous. So that's why I think she doesn't do it, because she's in a tough spot.
I hope she didn't become a senator to have fun, because quite honestly, she's doing a bad job. But I thank you very much for taking my call. And that was my first time, and I definitely like to call back.
Was this your first time, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We didn't have you marked down as a first-time caller, but I'm going to add you to the list.
Oh, I forgot to film that.
That's right. But, you know, I'm glad you called, and I hope you call again, okay?
You bet. Thank you very much.
You bet. All right. Bye. So that was the call on Heidi Heitkamp. That was the call on the Fighting Sioux name. I'm just trying to remember all these as we go. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Let's go to Ted in Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me, Ted. Hi, Ted. Go ahead.
Yes. Getting back to Heidi, I voted for every time she's run for office, whether it was for governor or for the Senate or anything else, commissioner. But I'll never, ever vote for her again.
Why?
Because of her two-face, four-face, whatever you want to call it. She's gone 180 degrees from what she used to be.
So she's changed in your view?
Yes, I thought she was more a common person, but she's quite the opposite. Like I said, I voted for every time, but never again.
All right. Interesting take on that.
Well, one other thing, I'd like to talk about our North Dakota legislature. You know what with this measure that just got defeated with the corporate farming, you know, that got defeated by over three-quarters, over 75% people voted down. What does that tell us about our legislatures compared to the people of North Dakota?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to read too much into that being a repudiation of the legislature, only because the Farmers Union decided to make it about corporate farming rather than about what it really was about, and that was, you know, opportunities for hog and dairy operations to get the exemptions necessary to locate here. It never became about that, and I don't know why, but it was just a one-sided fight. It was a one-sided conversation. There really wasn't any effort on that. So I don't take it as a repudiation of the legislature personally, and sounds like the North Dakota Farm Bureau is going to take that to court, challenge it on constitutional grounds, and whether it's legal to, you know, and put those in place. I might be in a minority based on this most recent vote, but I don't understand the fear of allowing families to have, that happen to be in farming, the same financial benefits and tax structure that any other business has. I think we're so freaked out that people are going to come out and buy a bunch of land that we're punishing farmers. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But, Ted, appreciate the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Garrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDrive Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about MyPillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. Thanks to MyPillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Brought today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find them online at secureenergyfuture.org. That's secureenergyfuture.org. That is a great resource. I go to that website a couple times a week and pick up different tidbits. So I'm not just telling you that. In other words, when I say that website and I say it's a good resource, I use it. I'm not just telling you to use it. It's that good. Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. And their website is secureenergyfuture.org. Secureenergyfuture.org. The stat I was looking for the other day, I mentioned it on the air, that I think is interesting, is how little benefit we get from everything the government wants to force on us related to CO2 reductions. You get a ton of pain. We all agree there. Jobs, power plants shut down, all kinds of bad. What's the gain? You can't believe how bad it is. It is unbelievable. Meanwhile, if you go look where the industry was a year ago, 5, 10, 20 years ago, and the progress they're making, investing billions of dollars, you say, well, just let them do this. Why? So then you go, well, something's rotten in Denmark here. Something doesn't fit. Well, of course. Your elected leaders need to know you care about this, too, and that's another thing you can do there. So check it out. A couple of texts, and then I'll get back to the calls. Glad to see the Brexit. Spent a little time talking about that at the top of the show today. A lot of parallels there in my mind of what's going on in the U.S. politically. But it's a victory, plain and simple, for common sense over political correctness. And ironically, a lot to do with the refugees just pouring in and the EU saying, we're going to do this, and you'll take some, and you'll take some, and you'll take some, and don't worry about it. We don't care that they're not vetted. That's not common sense. It's the old M&M theory. Got a bowl of 100 M&Ms. I'm going to put four bad ones in there that'll kill you. If you take one of those four, 96 are fine. Which one do you want? Ugh! Shove that bowl away in a hurry, right? This does not mean we are cold, heartless people who don't care for people that are fleeing countries amidst war. It doesn't mean that at all. What it does mean is to say, to just open the borders and say, come on in without any regard for who these people are and screening them is insanity. And people in Britain said, enough. We're done. If that's what it means to be in the EU, we don't want part of it. So the Brexit is on. And that texter is glad to see it. I am too. Another says, I'm concerned about the bill to make people on the no-fly list unable to purchase guns. Shouldn't there be some kind of official rule about what gets a person on the list first? Seems like this could open the door to allow liberals to start adding anybody they want to the list for any reason they choose. Well, they'd have a little bit of a tough time there because there is obviously a process of which the government has to have the burden of proof of why you're there. And then if they find out they put you there wrongly, pay for it. So there are some elements that look at it, but I don't think enough to allow this thing to pass in my mind. Another texter, the UK will emerge from the smoke scarred, but they'll bounce back. The EU is who is in trouble. And what was already true before Brexit, debtor nations are dragging it into the fiscal abyss, and it will crumble with or without the UK. This is a big win for the UK and liberty. Texter says, ask Scott, where was the street dance in Dickinson last night? I was not at the street dance in Dickinson. I'm sorry. I was at the Medora musical, which was fabulous. So I can't answer where was the street dance in Dickinson, but one of our listeners can. I know there's a street dance in Watford City tonight, Outlaw Sippin' playing. Homefest is on, a lot going on up there. One of our favorite cities on earth. Let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Bob Mandan, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I share your views on the Brexit, by the way. And the main reason I called, I heard a quote from our Attorney General the other night, and I couldn't hardly believe it, but I looked it online, and she actually did say that our best response to the Muslim terrorism is compassion and love. I just wondering what you thought of that.
Well, first of all, I am a Christian, proudly,
yeah.
And try to absorb as much of the good word as I can, and I don't think there's any question at all that our top job, most important job on this earth, is to love one another, right? And so there's that. However, that doesn't mean that someone who's pointing a loaded gun at you with their hand on the trigger is going to first get love, right? You're going to defend yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to protect yourself and protect your family. And maybe at some point you're going to forgive them for what they tried to do to you. As a result, then would come the love. So, you know, I think for the top law enforcement official in the United States of America to carry that view is dangerous, honestly.
Well, it scares me. I just wonder how many of them she'd stand up in front of and tell them I that she loves them if they got a gun pointed at her. Do you think that would stop them?
I will say this, Bob. I think that, you know, we need to explain ourselves better, right? Because I do think that if, for instance, we say, no, look, we're not just going to take any refugee because they're in harm's way without having a process of knowing they are who they say they are and having some sense that, I mean, when the James Comey of the FBI and the other goofball at the CIA, Brennan, when they're running around saying, you know, look, we believe that the terrorists are going to try and infiltrate the refugee channel. Hello? Of course we need to be cautious. Right?
Exactly.
Now, while talking some common sense on that, I think we do have to find a place that says, look, we empathize with these people. This is horrible. This is awful. And I would argue we have a role in the blame for what's happened over there because we cut and run on Iraq. We were, you know, a lot of blood spilled saying we're going to take the fight to the terrorists, right? And then when we just say we're out of here and then these things happen, we have some blame for that. So I have empathy for these people. I think it's horrible, awful. There's women and children and a lot of innocent people wrapped up in this. And I don't hate them. I don't want anything but the best for them. But unfortunately, the really bad guys are becoming one of them to get here and harm us. So we have to be careful. It doesn't mean we don't love them.
Oh, absolutely. Another thing, though, Obama, you know, he was always saying that 18 to 24 months minimum to vet all these people. Well, he's dropped that to 3 months now.
Are you surprised, Bob? I'm not. Appreciate the call. Good common sense. Dickinson, we go for another first-time caller. And is it Dallas? Is that how you say your name?
Yeah, Dallin.
Hey, Dallin, what's on your mind?
What I wanted to talk about with you is made the comment about you didn't know why North Dakota Farmers Union got all scared with the corporate farming bill. I think I've been a long-time Farmers Union member, and I think, I guess, what kind of got them riled up was corporate farming scares them because what they advocate for in North Dakota is family farmers and ranchers. And I think they got scared of farms getting bigger and bigger and making it harder for the small guys to compete. And it wouldn't make it easier if there were corporations coming in and buying land and competing with them for land.
Probably. Yeah, what's your message to them? Should they not be worried about that?
Well, I mean, I've sided with Farmers Union on a lot of things over the years, but I also think that dairy and swine production, from what it used to be, dairies in North Dakota have fallen off the map.
Yeah, it's gone.
What they have 20 years ago.
I'm with you. I saw no risk, and their only argument against it was, well, if you allow that, then other stuff's going to come in. Well, that's a different argument.
I agree with you, but I'm just saying what they got scared about when they got riled up, I believe.
Oh,
was
I think you're right. Yeah, and fear should never rule the day, but I think you're right. And appreciate the call, Dallin. Please call again. Another good first-time caller today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing the consequences of your unsafe decisions behind the wheel.
What I keep telling people is it's not just about you. It's not just about you on the road. You're texting. It's about what can happen to everybody else out there. You know, and what happens if something happens to you in terms of, you know, an injury or a fatality? What happens to your family? And that's the part I think we talk so much about this, that life's, it's about making safe choices. And what are the repercussions if you don't make these safe choices? And when I talk to anybody, that's really what I try to drive home is don't just think about you, you know? Quit being selfish. Think about your family. Think about the rest of the people that are out there.
Take steps today to improve the safety of yourself, your coworkers, and your family. Go to NDSC.org for free safety tips and downloadable resources. That's NDSC.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Dickinson, National Association of Royalty Owners, North Dakota chapter gathering here. Been talking about this for a month or so, inviting lots of folks in. Another nice big crowd here. We did this last year in Minot and enjoyed it. And I'm looking forward after the show here today to learning a little bit from, among others, Lynn Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, who will join us in a moment. I want to tell you right now a little bit about a new tool that Be Mobile is introducing. It's called Hum by Verizon. It's the perfect tool to make your car smarter and, even more importantly, safer. It has features like roadside assistance and diagnostics and maintenance reminders and a vehicle locator. Hands-free Bluetooth calling is a big one. And for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment that'll make their travels safer. The activation fee and the 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. Stop into any of their stores and find out more about it from Verizon. The name you know and trust from America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. But remember, Be Mobile Verizon is more than just phones and tablets. How about that? BeMobile.com to find a location near you. They're all out throughout North Dakota. Locations in Lakes Country, Minnesota, too. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, let me see here. I'm going to take Ralph and Gladstone and then bring in our guest here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Ralph, what's on your mind?
One cardinal rule when it comes to dealing with liberals, that is, never compromise with a liberal. They always win. You're screwed. You get screwed.
It doesn't work out for you, Ralph? Is that what you're saying? Don't even engage?
Well, exactly, yeah, because that gives them a foot in the door, like this thing with Heidi Heitkamp and his gun control. I mean, that's just one of many examples. Anytime you try to compromise with a liberal, you're going to get the short end of the stick.
Does that happen in Gladstone, too, when you were down at the coffee shop there chatting with somebody? So you don't even engage? You just kind of just stick to your opinions and don't even...
You bet.
Yeah.
And Rush Limbaugh has said that several times already. And he's absolutely right.
Smart dude, that Rush.
You bet he is.
Yeah. He was in North Dakota once, you know.
Was
you know
he?
That? Yeah. Early 90s, we brought him to Grand Forks on the Rush to Excellence tour, as a matter of fact. Every time I've seen him since... He makes mention of what was a great restaurant. It's no longer there. Sanders. That's where we ate, as a matter of fact. So he always remembers the restaurant, and he remembers also the flood of 97, how people were so resilient, didn't run around with their hands out. Help, help, I need government help. You know, he loved that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, 99% of what Rush Limbaugh says is right on the money.
Ralph, good to hear from you. Thanks for the call. You made my Friday. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Your text welcome as well. Our friend Lynn Helms is here. The North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, one of the speakers at the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota chapter today. How are you, sir?
Doing great this morning, Scott. Nice to be here.
Nice to see you. So a little overview today of where things sit in the oil and gas world in North Dakota is on deck for you today.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to do two things, and with regards to the royalty owners, and then I look at this as one of those rare opportunities to get out with the people who in a special place to look at how this oil production and what the Industrial Commission does impacts royalty owners. Those are rare opportunities, and I never like to miss one of these because I get that chance to sit and have lunch and coffee with royalty owners and find out, are our regulations working for them? Are there places we can improve? How's things going for the royalty owners? So we're going to talk about activity and oil price levels and kind of what we see going forward. And then we're going to spend some time, the second part of my presentation is how we handle production reporting and transportation reporting, purchaser reporting, how we audit all those things and the information that we provide to help royalty owners know that they're getting paid what they should be getting paid on their royalty statements.
Do you hear from royalty owners a fair amount?
Very often. I think almost daily we get calls into our office. We don't directly regulate that aspect of it. The legislature put that in a separate place in the Century Code. But we have information that the royalty owners absolutely depend on with regards to pooling and production volumes. And we have contact information for these oil companies. So if we go a whole day without a call from a royalty owner, it would be really rare.
We're coming pretty close to a $40 three-month average for oil and gas prices. I know you had said previously to us and others that that was significant in the sense that it will trip some more activity and ramp some more folks up. Oil has been up at 50 and come a little bit under 50, and is now nipping there. What's your take of where what that price improvement is doing for industry activity?
Well, what we're seeing is a record number of idle wells. Below $40, if a well broke, it wasn't economic to fix it. And so we're at almost 1,600 wells that have produced in the past but are now idle. We're about 2 weeks away from that price point being above the $40 a barrel for 90 days to spur the workover rig activity to put those wells back on production. That's going to be good for state revenues, going to be good for royalty owners, going to be good for jobs. And that's being affirmed by Job Service in Williston. They're getting calls to find workers to man the workover rigs. So everybody's gearing up. Everybody's getting ready for a push starting in July to get those 1,600 wells back on production.
So, and of course, that job one is the capped wells, right?
That's right.
That's the pent-up demand, if you will.
Yes, sir.
Once the price is where it needs to be, and then, what's that number need to start poking more holes?
Sure. Well, job two, of course, is we got to get above $50 a barrel and stay there for 3 months. And there are almost 900, right in the neighborhood of 900 brand-new wells that have never been fracked, never put on production. And that's a big pent-up demand. That's not going to happen until we spend 90 days or so above $50 a barrel. We were just about there, and then we did the Brexit yesterday. And so we got a $2 drop in West Texas Intermediate today as the world markets try to figure out what in the world is crude oil worth in an environment where the UK is no longer part of the European Union. And so that may set us back a little bit in terms of staying above that $50 mark. We got to get to $60 before we put drilling rigs really back to work in measurable numbers. And that's probably not coming until the end of the year, maybe into next year.
What would you guess the new high water mark would be for drilling rigs in North Dakota? It's not going to be as high as it was, given the fact that the efficiency of a rig can do more, right, than it could do 4 years ago?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And, kind of all depends on how rapidly that oil price comes back and how high it goes. We've got a back in business mode, and then we've got an overdrive mode, kind of two projections that we've made to help local governments. The back in business mode takes us back up to maybe around 130 or 140 drilling rigs, which are capable of drilling more wells than the 218 did back in 2012. If we go well above $70 a barrel, then there is an overdrive mode that kicks in, and we're back at 200 plus drilling rigs, and it'll be somewhere in between, perhaps. We'll just have to watch it and see where it goes.
Even if it hits that overdrive mode, will it be different than the height of the activity previously?
Oh, it'll be completely different. We have bypasses in place now, so we're not going to have massive amounts of semi-trucks driving through these communities out here in western North Dakota. In the meantime, there's been about 11,000 miles of pipeline laid, and so we don't expect flaring to ramp up like it did. Also, we're at the point now where it takes half as many semi-trucks in order to drill a well as it did back in 2012. So it's going to be completely different, nothing like the wild pace of activity that we saw back in those days.
You know, obviously, if you lost a job, if you lost a company, and had disruption as a result of this price thing, you know, your business model went upside down, wasn't a good thing. But, I always want to, you know, do a little disclaimer when I say what I'm about to say. But it's hard for me to look at the 2 years and not say, it's sort of like, it's never fun when you're going through it, a really rough patch in your life, whatever. But when you look back and say, gosh, I'm better because of it now, right? I learned a lot of lessons and the school of hard knocks kind of thing. There were a lot of good lessons out of these last 2 years, and really for the long haul, because of what just happened in this price environment and how everybody got a little more efficient and a little better and things caught up, it really could end up being, for the long haul, a good thing, couldn't it?
Oh, I agree. For the long haul, this industry and state government and local governments are going to be much more efficient. Well costs have come down. Operating costs have come down. Housing is caught up. Water systems, wastewater treatment systems are caught up. For the long haul, it'll be good. I would have much rather seen industry let off the gas and not stomp on the brakes. But the oil prices dictated, you know, stomping on the brakes. And that's always a lot tougher for the passengers than if you can just let off the gas and kind of allow the vehicle to slow down.
What surprised you most about what we've endured here these last couple of years?
Well, I think I was surprised by the depth and length of the price drop. And I'm not embarrassed to say that even the OPEC engineers of it have said they were surprised by the length and depth of the price drop. And it has caused a tremendous amount of upheaval in their economies. None of them expected the Iran deal to be signed. Nobody really in the whole world did. And that brought the second leg and the deepest part of this price collapse. And that has created the most pain for everybody in the oil and gas industry and within OPEC.
And could have the most long-term ramifications still.
No doubt.
Yeah, for all kinds of reasons. But you're right, that did play a part that nobody anticipated. And still shaking my head over that one. Pretty amazing when you think about what they were given in the way of resources, given their thoughts of us and
yes,
what they want to have happen. So, all right, so you're about 20 minutes away from hitting the stage, I think.
Yes, and I'm excited to share this information with these royalty owners, but I never fail to learn more than I leave when I go to one of these events. And so that's why I like to be out in the public in North Dakota, learning from the royalty owners, learning from the landowners, learning from the operators. Every single day is a lesson.
And it is great. These are just, you know, I've encouraged people to come to events like this because it's a good opportunity. I know you'll be at Cookfest as well.
That's right.
Coming up on the 19th and 21st. And Mandaree and Stanley this year.
Yeah, and hey, I appreciate that invite for July 12th, but I checked my calendar. You know what I'm going to be doing July 12th? I'm going to be teaching a preschool class at a Bible camp. And so I'm going to have to turn you down.
You're a lucky guy.
It's you or the preschoolers, and they win, Scott.
We're going to be up in Antler for a big steak fry for the Bottineau County Farm Bureau there on the 12th of July. Invited Lynn to join us. Thanks, Lynn. Good to talk to you.
You bet.
More coming up from Dickinson on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Troy Oglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to bump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engines, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injector pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybeans.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time for one more first-time caller to get in. We sent the good ones. Keith, I didn't write down where Keith called from. Anybody remember? Ryan and Glendive, Jeff and Partial, Jeff in New England, Dallin and Dickinson. Let's have it. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Final segment for a Friday. Live at the National Association of Royalty Owners Gathering, North Dakota Chapter in Dickinson. We're at their Almada. Come on by and see us. 4:40 Mountain Time, I'll be moderating a panel with Steve McNally of Hess on the future of the Bakken. With one of the guys that's he's been in every major oil play in the world. Love talking to him. Should be great fun. George in Orange County, New York. What the heck? Are you doing? What's on your mind today?
I always listen to you guys. You got Gun Talk. You got Rush. So anyway, I just wanted to thank the people there for voting for people who are going to be in opposition and at least vote against the bills and stuff that a lot of our representatives in Congress vote for, like Schumer and Kristen Gillibrand and stuff like that. It's that you just can't believe how in how low in esteem they hold anybody from any place else. And I just want to mention on the gun control that is being projected, you always see this happen where the federal government, especially the FBI, or a local government, they fail in their responsibilities. They put another criminal out on the street, or they get word on somebody like they did in this last case in Orlando. And then they totally botch it. And then their solution is not to blame themselves and say, we made a major mistake, it's our fault. They say, no, we need more gun control. So it's amazing to me. You have people like Representative Lewis, who is on the no-fly list, saying they should ban people.
So, George, do you channel your frustration with people who think in these crazy ways out there in New York by listening to North Dakota Talk Radio as a breath of fresh air? Is that what you're up to? Or?
Right. Well, I grew up down south, so I unfortunately am living in New York State for various reasons. I'm stuck here at least for a while. But it's just a breath of fresh air to hear other people who have similar views to mine, because I do everything I can here. I do call in the local radio shows occasionally, and I have some lawsuits I've been a part of and stuff. I do what I can, but it's really dependent upon a lot of the people in the rest of the country, because here you got a lot of people who are just brainwashed. The schools brainwash the people. They don't teach anybody about the Constitution or anything like that. So, and this is where some of these radical leftist, you know, communist, socialist ideas come out of that get the total support. And it's just, there's not too much you can do about it locally. And unfortunately, it's very hard, even in New York State, for us to get conservative and gun owners to go out and vote. I don't know why.
Good hearing from you, George. Glad we can play a part in keeping you sane there with all the crazy people representing you. Dana and Judd, you're next on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Go, Dana.
Good morning on this fine Friday.
Fine Friday, hey, it is.
I'm going to try to clear up the concept on the corporate farming thing. It's not that the farmers are afraid of it. It's because we know how the system works. You know, look at it work up at UND. Look at it work in the state. Look at it work on the oil. Look at it work on the stock market. Why would we want to sign up into that? We can do it now already, you know? It's another Lambo for a Pinto trade.
One of the great lines yesterday. Yeah. One of the great lines. We're talking about the logo that we gave up at the University of North Dakota for the logo that has been adopted. That was called the Lambo for a Pinto trade. Appreciate the call, Dana. Thank you very much. Let me get some texters in here before we go. I heard a caller yesterday indicate that the White Hawk is a symbol of white supremacy. Has that been confirmed, says Andrea? We did have a listener that did a little research on it and said it was one element that they have used. Yes. No more confirmation than that. Let's see here. Texter, why is there so little media attention on Hillary Clinton's scandalous history? Donald Trump is right when he says she's the most corrupt person ever run for the presidency. She's under FBI investigation, for crying out loud. Meanwhile, our current president says she's the most qualified person to ever run for president. You cannot be serious. That's liberals. It just doesn't matter any truth to it. They just say it. Have people nod and go, yeah, that's right. She's the most qualified. Thank you, Mr. President. Yes. Fighting Sioux name was changed because it was aggressive. Only fighting was not taken out. Sioux was taken out. Just like Ole Miss lost Colonel Rebel in the red and blue, only UNLV keeps Colonel Rebel. It's all political correctness, and it's BS. Sioux people are proud of their heritage, just as the white men put Colonel Reb are proud of theirs. I have no issue with either race and believe both should be okay. Keep their mascot. Thoughts on Marcy's Law movement in North Dakota? Asks another caller. We're due for a show on Marcy's Law. I'm in favor of this. I think any time you give the victims a voice. And again, this doesn't mean we pass something and all of a sudden it all is mandated in every court proceeding. It allows for victims to have a voice and go to the judge and say, we believe we deserve a voice here. A lot of sky is falling crazy rhetoric on Marcy's Law. I don't know what the deal is there, but it'll get my vote. But you're right. We should spend a little time on it. How about that? Yeah. One caller that's not going to have a chance to get on the air said oil will be lower next year. You're putting your faith in a dying industry. Could not disagree anymore. Look at our total energy needs. Look at it. Safety Talk Monday. Love those shows. Talk some more Medora Monday as well. God bless you folks from Dickinson. Bye-bye. If you have a bathtub and want a shower, if you have a bathtub and want a better bathtub, maybe a walk-in tub, I could help. Bath Planet is the group. Bath Planet offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Let me say that again. Bath Planet, right here in North Dakota, offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Easy to keep clean, beautiful, made in the USA, bathtub or shower. You use it every day. I'd love for you to have a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how this new tub or shower would look with the Bath Planet Design Studio. It's great. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns, and, of course, every kind of tub you can imagine. And all of this comes with a lifetime warranty and the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Call this number, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289 or online at bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll get a $500 certificate from Bath Planet.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.